Welcome to our listener podcast series where we're giving you the opportunity to find out a little bit more about our Toowoomba Region Council candidates. And this time we introduce to you Robert Relvis. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Robert, we start with the same first question for everyone, and you'll have 2 minutes to answer our next five questions, as well as 2 minutes at the end to add anything you would like our voters to know. The first question simply, why are you running for a seat on council, and what do you bring to the table?
Okay, good question. I am currently working as a council customer service officer and have been for over 12 years now, gaining knowledge and experience of council's internal operations and what impacts the community in their daily lives. I will bring this knowledge to the table, providing a positive, informative input to the team sitting around at the table.
Our second question. What do you see is the number one issue facing the Toowoomba region right now?
Well, the number one issue facing Toowoomba is the dam security. I'm hearing this from all the communities I've been through throughout the region during this campaign, with some being for or against the upgrade. The community needs to be aware that this is a security matter and not just to increase our water capacity. However, it is still the basic services that are in the forefront of people's minds that impact their everyday lives that people are more concerned about, such as the pedestrian crossing at Pittsworth.
Question number three. What opportunities do you see there are for the Toowoomba region in the next 4 years?
Okay, well, with this one, if council has to cover the cost of the upgrade without state assistance, then there will be limited opportunity in the next 4 years for new projects. I acknowledge the council has projects that have been decided on, but will we have the funds to proceed, or will we, like other councils in Queensland, have to put them on the back burner for now?
Our fourth question. Toowoomba is more than just the Garden City, so how would you go about representing the greater region?
Okay. Well, with this one, I see that we represent Toowoomba as the and the region as the city being the major centre for education and medical for the region. Our major opportunities are agricultural and industrial. The industrial areas of Charlton and Wellcamp provide an affordable solution for companies with good transport and connection for their markets, and this is what I'm promoting.
Our fifth question, would you support raising rates to help pay for that inevitable upgrade to Crestbrook Dam?
Well, great question. There are three options we can choose here. The first option is yes, Toowoomba rates will need to rise if we have to pay for the safety upgrade. Council has been fully aware of this since the 2000s. Option two, ask the state government for funding, as we did with the water pipeline from Wivenhoe. And then option three is hand over the two dams to Southeast Water to take over the maintenance of the dam, being fully aware that there will be a cost of purchasing bulk water. There is already pipelines connected the north and south coasts and the west. I believe there has been discussions already along these lines.
And finally, your opportunity just to have a say on anything that you would like voters to know about you, your platform, or the region.
Well, I'd like the community to consider the fact that I have been working for council for over 13 years, and I do have, and not since amalgamation have we had someone with 13 years of operational procedures and processes to be elected into council. We must, as councillors, make sure there is enough funds in the budget to maintain what we do have, move forward with our community plans, and keep promises made to the community to develop our region with growth and prosperity. We need to have a better understanding of what is happening in operationals, streamline the red tape, and provide those things to the community.
Robert Relvis, thank you for your time.
Thank you.